Mr. Haldeman now, Mr. President.
Hello, Bob. A couple of things. One, Ziegler asked me tonight, he wanted to be able to go out and tell the press that they could go to Florida tomorrow, and I wouldn't let him. I said that I want you to call Rebozo in the morning. There's a nor'easter around, and you can ask him what the projections are for the weekend.
Okay.
If the projections are at all subject to question, then tell Ziegler we'll go to Camp David.
Mm-hmm.
But the press doesn't need to know in advance. I mean, I told Ziegler we could let him know as late as noon.
Yeah.
And we may not even let him know then, if I decide.
Well, mainly what he wanted was to confirm the story that you'd be going
I told him he could do that. I told him he could do that. But he didn't want to do that. He said he wanted to, well, he'd hold it till he found out in the morning whether we're going to Florida. So apparently he wants, because they all want to go to Florida, of course. So, but that's...
Actually, I don't think they do.
Well, they may not. But anyway, let's let him know. Go depending upon the weather. Call Rebozo at 10 in the morning and have the term.
Okay.
The other thing is that I was hoping that somebody would have thought of this, and I deliberately didn't raise it for that, but there's no paragraph in this speech about the interest of older people in the new economic policy, particularly with regard to the support of phase two and the price freeze and so forth. You see what I mean? There should be something in it, obviously. It'll be very much noticed if I don't ask them to support it. So get a hold of Ehrlichman and tell him to get one of those assholes to do something on it, will you? Okay. And put that, I want a paragraph in on that. Cut something else in order to put it in if necessary. But that must go in. Because basically that's a very good forum to say that they've got a great stake in, you know, supporting a, you know, the policy of controlling the rise of wages. Prices and so forth and so on. People with wage increases and price increases are excessive. Give them up and nothing at all. That people who have price increases. Well, it's their job to work it out. My God, they must have 100 guys over there working on it. They ought to be able to figure out one simple paragraph like that. But I plan to put it in myself if they don't. But I want to see what they come up with. Now, they are supposed to get a copy over here tonight, is that correct?
Yeah. Well, no, I think I told them I can have them do that. They're going to finish a copy tonight.
Well, that's all right. I don't need it tonight. But they went, they'll have it here the first thing in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, fine. Well, so I could look at it before. I don't leave here till 10 o'clock, so I can. So I have it at 9. That'd be soon enough. All right, fine. Fine. And you decide the Florida thing, depending upon that. Oh, one other thing you've got to check on. Check with McGregor to see if there's going to be any question about my being out of town with the tax thing on the on Savo. See?
Right.
If I have to be here for that, I want to be here. I want to err on the side of being here rather than away from here, you know.
Right.
And if he feels that there's going to be a lot of activity on Friday, then I'll stay. I'll be at Camp David, in other words. Be ready to come down. So will you check that in the
sure.
morning meeting?
Yeah.
And if that clears out, and if the weather's good, we'll go. If not, we'll go to Camp David.
Okay.
Bye.